fire in the field. It was a hot day the day I burned the field. Chores filled the morning, and I hurried because Mom said when I finished, I could ride my bike the 3 miles to see my friends in the nearby suburb. One of the last chores was to burn the trash, and I lugged the barrel to the fire circle at the edge of my grandfather's field. The field which surrounded our yard stood in hay that year, drying in the relentless August sun, about due for a final cutting and baling. Within a minute of my lighting the fire, the wind picked up, lifting a piece of flaming paper out of the fire ring into the field. I ran to stomp out the small fire, but when I turned around, 3 or 4 more pieces took flight, blowing past me to scatter in the field. Like an unleashed pack of foxhounds, the fire rushed into the dry hay. I ran to the garage and grabbed an old blanket to put it out before anyone saw, but by the time I got back, it was out of control. Flames raced across the grass as the sound of the fire rose from a faint whoosh to a sound rushing and crackling like something alive, pumping heat and smoke into the hot air. Oh no, everyone would see. Everyone would know of my giant mistake. I sprinted back to the garage where my old man was pounding wrinkles out of a fender and told him. He ran out of the garage. "God damn it," he yelled. He snatched up my t-shirt. "You're going to pay for this." He shucked me aside and ran back to the garage. He snapped off a broom handle over his thigh, then snapped it again, cursing me under his breath. At first, I thought he'd club me with the broken handle, but instead, he tore rags and made slapdash torches and splashed kerosene over them. His hand shoved me. "Grab some blankets and get them wet." We had a stack of wool army blankets. I grabbed 2 and ran to the hose. What had I done? How could I have done this? He was yelling at me, and I ran with the heavy, dripping blankets. He waited in his pickup truck, engine revving. I started to go to the door, but thought better and jumped in the back with the wet blankets. The truck fishtailed through the gravel and across the yard and then bounced into the field. I struggled to keep my feet and squatted, pressing myself into a corner of the truck bed. He took a sharp turn, racing around the fire, and I almost fell out.
Was he trying to toss me out? Would he shove me into the fire? It was what I deserved. How did I do this?
You can't fix this, I thought. He slammed to a stop at the far end of the field. I grabbed a cold, wet blanket and jumped out. He snapped open his lighter and held up the torches with their crude petroleum smell. I knew what to do. He had told me before, fight fire with fire, one of the oldest rules in the book. We sprinted into the hay ahead of the flames, choking on the smoke, tears flowing from my eyes, and we started backfires with our torches. I started for the woods to keep the fire from the trees, from the birds and animals.
"No! Save the corn first, you idiot!" my father screamed.
I was an idiot. How stupid can you be, Jason?
The corn, an 80-acre field, and nothing protected it but an old wire fence, a man, an 11-year-old idiot, 2 blankets, and 2 lousy torches.
I looked up. Flames as tall as a horse now galloped toward us, smoke and heat bellowing, rolling ahead on the wind. I sprinted ahead to protect the corn. The hastily made torches allowed flaming kerosene to run down over my hands, burning me and leaving a burned hair smell on my forearms. But the pain wasn't bad enough to pause for. Besides, this was no time to make a fuss.